AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Forecasters say Milton could strengthen into a deadly Category 5 hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico. It's expected to reach the Tampa Bay area in just a few days. Michael Brennan is at the National Hurricane Center.
We're seeing that increasing risk of both life-threatening storm surge and damaging hurricane-force winds for portions of the west coast of the Florida Peninsula beginning as early as Tuesday night or early Wednesday. We're seeing those storm surge watches in effect, hurricane watches in effect for not just the west coast, but much of the Florida Peninsula.
For people along Florida's Gulf Coast, just recovering from Helene, it's a case of deja vu.
I can't believe that there's already another one.
In Bel Air Beach, Tanya Maroonchuk turned 31 yesterday.
I wanted to celebrate, but I was like, oh my God, there's another hurricane coming. Let's seek shelter. Let's leave.
She's been talking with older neighbors.
They have never seen anything like this in 30 years, 40 years, 50 years.
And while Maroonchuk's scared,
after 30 years, you kind of get used to it.
Brian Firth says he'll ride this one out. He remembers evacuating about 20 years ago.
And I got up to St. Augustine.
And when he got up the next morning,
the hurricane had changed direction, was coming straight towards St. Augustine. So I haven't evacuated since.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
The Supreme Court is denying an appeal by the Biden administration and let stand a decision barring emergency abortions in Texas that violate the law there. Texas has one of the country's strictest abortion bans. A spacecraft blasted off from Cape Canaveral in Florida to investigate the scene of a cosmic crash. The European Space Agency's Hera spacecraft rocketed away on a two-year journey to a small, harmless asteroid rammed by NASA 2 years ago in a dress rehearsal for the day a killer space rock threatens the Earth. Israelis are holding somber ceremonies 1 year after the deadliest attack in the country's history, a Hamas-led raid. This is AP News. An appeal of R. Kelly's convictions will not be heard by the nation's highest court. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
The Supreme Court has declined to hear R. Kelly's appeal on his 2022 child sex convictions in Chicago. Kelly's lawyers had argued that a shorter statute of limitations should have been applied to offenses that dated back to the 1990s. Lower courts had rejected Kelly's arguments. The justices did not give their reasoning for why they will not hear the case, which is typical. Kelly is serving 20 years in prison on those convictions. He is also in the appeals process for a separate 30-year sentence for federal racketeering and sex trafficking convictions in New York. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The Supreme Court rejected an appeal from Martin Shkreli, who was once dubbed Pharma Bro after jacking up the price of a life-saving drug, Daraprim. Shkreli appealed an order to return more than $64 million in profits. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.